They want, look, they are asking God, I want to move from this level to the other. And God says, no, they don't carry this kind of mindset into that level. I've told, this is a very, you know, I mean, when I get here, this is just my perfect example. If you see any woman saying that, hey, no man can control my life, say, singleness is good. It's true. You don't, look, if you marry a man, he will control your life. It's the will of God. The Bible commands that he should bear rule in his home. So there are people who have strongholds and they are praying against the product of their stronghold. Are you getting my point? Elijah said, you want to get out of trouble? You want to get out of stagnation in a particular position? He said, you have to say to God, that which I do not see, teach that one to me. If I'm walking iniquity, I will do so no more. That is, I think I am right. That's what he was saying. I am so sure that the way I'm doing things are okay. But that doesn't mean they are okay. Because every man's way is right in his own eyes. So that which I see not, teach thou me. Listen, we're here together. As one prayer I pray so frequently. There are times I think about Kingdom World Ministries. Well, I like some things we are doing, some areas I look at it with suspicion. Are you sure you know what you are doing? That's Pastor Mark and his co-workers, or that between him and Israel and everybody else. I wonder, are you sure you know what you are doing? So I pray, now this is the point I'm making. There are mindsets I have that's preventing, all right, that's, I'm interpreting the scripture, preventing this from moving to another place where it's supposed to be. And I can sit down in a particular place where we are and be rejoicing. And God says, if you only change your mind about this, I will move you up to another level. And you will never know until you finally change your mind and you move to the next level. I was telling you about a man who I respect so much, a good man of God, a good Christian, righteous and holy is he. Not like God, you understand what I mean. Good man. Yet, I noticed that he never had enough money all his life because of his stronghold he had. And I said, no, they did not preach a gospel of prosperity to this man. If he had believed the truth, God would have blessed him more than he had experienced. What am I saying? You have to pray. It's a serious matter. Tell your neighbor, serious matter. Tell the person, you are where you are right now because of where your mind is right now. You may have to break something loose. Tell the person. Pray. Say, Lord, that which I don't understand, teach me. It's a very important prayer point. Please say it in all kinds of ways. Pick particular parts of your life. Your marriage, your business, your career, your health, your understanding of life, whatever it is. Your ministry. Very important. And say, Lord, that which I do not know, that which I do not see, teach me. That's what prayer is about. All this one of we sit down morning till night, fighting those who are not fighting us. Sending arrows to enemies that have their own problems too. No, it's a waste of time. This is the kind of prayer you should pray. Say, Lord, my mind is set in a particular way. Correct me with your gentleness. Very important. David was corrected when he didn't accept gentle correction. In a very harsh way. All his experiences with the death of Uriah and the things that happened to him after was correction. You don't want that kind of correction. Say, Lord, give me understanding and I shall live. That's what Elijah was saying. I'm in a particular position right now. There is a situation in life that I'm in. It is because of where my heart is. It's because of what I have in my heart are strongholds. I need to break it. I want to break it. Therefore, I am asking, give me understanding, Lord. That which I do not see, teach me. That which I do not see, Lord, teach it to me. Say, Lord, that which I do not see, teach it to me. So that if I'm walking in iniquity, I will do so no more. As a matter of fact, especially in the lives of Christians, many of our problems are self-incurred. It is because of a habit we have. It can be simple things. Like somebody says, I have a backache. God says, the way you are sleeping. It has happened to me before. You are praying day and night about that back pain. God says, just change your position. Face this direction. Put your leg down like this and it will disappear. That's what he's saying. That which I do not see, teach me so that if I'm walking in a manner that is producing death in my system, that's hindering this blessing of God from manifesting, so that I will do it no more. That's what it means when he said, if I have done iniquity, I will do so no more. Ask God to give you understanding. The Bible says God delights in the prosperity of his servants. If you are serving him properly, according to the due order, the Bible says that you will experience that prosperity. That's what he was saying. Therefore, say to him, Lord, give me understanding. That which I do not know concerning this ministry I am doing, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, bring me correction. Send your word to me. Send your prophet to me. Send instruction to me. Open the scriptures to me. Give me knowledge. These are things we are supposed to ask for. It is called praying according to the will of God. Therefore, let us thank him. Say, Father, I thank you. Because understanding is my portion. Let's say it. Let's say, Lord, I thank you. Because understanding is my portion. Say it loud. Say, Lord, I give you thanks. Because you have given me the spirit of wisdom. Because you have given me the spirit of revelation. And because you have given me the spirit of knowledge. Lord, I thank you. Because I have understanding. Wisdom is my portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say it, wisdom is my portion. The word of God is clear to me. My eyes are fixed on the word of God. And I have understanding. Just give God thanks in your own words. Just say, Father, I thank you. Amen. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I want us to just declare the word of God over our lives again. And I don't know whether you have your incantation paper. I know you don't. Tell your neighbor. I hope you understand. I'm in a cult. Tell the person that I'm in a cult. I declared, I have drank blood. I have eaten real flesh. Because I'm in the cult of Christ. For those who don't understand, they will say, eh? Why did he invite me to this place? What it means is that, you know, Jesus said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you. As a believer in Christ Jesus, what you have partaken of is the body of Christ Jesus and the drinking of his blood. That's what it means to be a believer. Is that okay? And every cult, you have to be initiated. And that's how you are initiated into Christianity. By faith. By faith, you receive the blood of Jesus, the body of Jesus, and by faith, you receive his blood also. And you are therefore initiated. And once you have been initiated, that is it. You can call it by any name. You know, in Christianity, we can like to deceive ourselves a lot. Say, no, in our church, we don't believe in big title. All this title of bishop and archbishop, we don't use it. Our own is general overseer. General overseer is the English word for the Latin archbishop. It's the same thing. Are you getting my point? So whether you call it group or cult, I think we should use the word cult so people will know. They go fear to follow you go church unless they won't join. And every cult has words they utter. They have incantations. There's one very popular incantation in Christianity and it's very good. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It's an incantation. It's a chant. And you must never stop chanting it. You must never stop chanting it. You know, there's something I do. This is something I start a message. I start with goodness and mercy shall follow you. Why must it be at the end? It's good at the end, but we can use it at the beginning. Very soon, maybe by Saturday or next week, I'm working on it already. I'm producing a Kingdom World version of a concentrated, encapsulated, tough, nuclear, explosive closing incantation. I'm serious. shouldn't be more than 15 lines or 20 lines. Everybody, you memorize it. You all wake up when you realize the devil's just jumped through the window. When they said, teach us to pray, what those people were saying to Jesus actually is that, give us our own prayer. The people of John, they had their own. When we were with John, there was one we used to use. We have been with you since. How far? You are praying alone, always going to the mountain. When would they sleep? Give us our own. It's important. Go and listen to Derek Prince, aggressive prayer. There are times God gave him a few lines, and he will use that to remove a president. He will use those few lines to change the course of a war. You know, in Christian, you don't have to learn too much English. Maybe you go to church, you have a pastor that prays very with a lot of intense words. His word, when he wants to pray like this, there are some apocalyptic congregation of cataclysm, gargantuan dimensions. When they say pray, you are trying to get words to use. It's simple. When they say pray, just open a psalm. They say pray against Boko Haram, Psalm 2. That one works. It works. It works. You do it like this, they will kill another big man in Boko Haram. Did you see? The one you did last week, you don't kill somebody yesterday. You all look for one psalm. Arise, O Lord, and let their enemies be scattered. In Jesus' name, amen. It works. What did I say? It works. Every cult has chants, and we have our own too. This is the book of the enchantments of the Lord. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. All right, let's just declare. I want us to declare over our lives, okay? Let's declare the issue about us in Christianity, in this mysterion, all right, in this group, is that we declare the word of God. We are not into witchcraft, trying to control other people's lives. No, we are just saying, will of God be done on the earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is recorded in the heavens. And we said, the word of God is the will of God recorded for us to learn from. And from it, we have deduced some things which we use here a lot of times. So let's begin to declare. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I want you to just close your eyes and look into your life and look into your future. Look into crucial parts and speak. You know, the Bible says, say to your soul, say, soul, you know, don't forget any of his benefits. That is, you are looking at yourself. You say, bless the Lord. You are speaking. You are speaking into your life now as we are talking. You are speaking into your destiny. You are directing the word and the will of God into your career. You are directing it into your family. You are directing it to your business. You are directing it to your ministry. You are directing it into your work with God. You are causing things. So I want you to just shut your eyes. If you want to sit, you can sit. Just concentrate. If some people want to sit and bend your head so you can concentrate on your life. You can concentrate on the things that God has committed into your hands. He said to Adam, guard it and keep it when he gave him the garden. So you want to guard your life and you want to keep it. You want to give direction. If you want to sit, sit. If you want to stand, stand. But shut your eyes and concentrate upon this garden that God has given you to guard and to keep. Speak to it. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. Say it loud. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I am not afraid of economic troubles. Oh, look into your life and say that. I am not afraid of being broke. Say it. I am not afraid of being fired. Say, God blesses me. My needs are supplied. Say, he makes all grace abound towards me. I have all sufficiency in all things. And I abound unto every good work. Listen, you are speaking to your life. When you use the word I, you are speaking to your life. You are speaking to your business. You are speaking to your career. You are speaking to your ministry. You are speaking to your work with God. You are speaking to your spirituality. You are speaking to your body. You are addressing your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You are commanding things to align with this word of God. Declare it, I follow after righteousness. I do not delight in iniquity. I follow after righteousness, and all things are added to me. He said, the Lord is with me. I am not alone. I am not walking by my strength. I am walking by the strength that God supplies. I am walking by the grace of God. I am walking by the power of God. Therefore, favor is with me. Say, therefore, effectiveness is with me. Therefore, grace is with me. Say, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. In the midst of earthly turmoil, he restores my soul. When I hear news of evil going on around, he restores my soul. Even though I may have gone through some terrible times, yet God restores my soul. Therefore, I am of a sound mind. Therefore, I am of a sound mind. Therefore, I am not confused. Therefore, my thoughts are clear. Listen, life can make some people run mental. Say, in the name of Jesus, that is not my portion. My mental faculties are in order. Because he restores my soul. Say it, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Say, my steps are ordered by the Lord. I am led by the Spirit of God. Whether I know it or not, I am being led by the Spirit of God. Even if I don't dream any special dream, I am being led by the Spirit of God. Say, even if I have to forget, the forgetting is by the Spirit of God. Listen, no, you are not justifying bad behavior. You are speaking to your life that from now on, you will not forget something that the Holy Spirit wants you to remember. That's what you have just said. That, listen, my brain, you will not forget the appointment of the Lord. What you are saying is that, listen, when God does not want me to go somewhere, that is when he will make me forget. Say, whether I am conscious of it or not, I am led by the Spirit of God. What I mean is, I know there are times people say that, and the Holy Spirit said to me, whether he says to me or not, I am led by the Spirit of God. That's what we are saying. Say, I know the will of God. My heart is entrenched in the will of God. And my life obeys the will of God. Say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I am not afraid. Why? Say, ask yourself, why? Because the Lord is with me. Don't forget, close your eyes and concentrate. You are speaking into your life. As you go out day and night, listen, you are not alone. The Lord is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Say it loud. Say, he prepares a table before me. And I'm not afraid of any enemies. He has anointed my head with oil. Therefore, I have divine enablement. I can do all that God says I can do. I will become all that he created me to be. Not one dot of the will of God for my life will go unfulfilled. Because he has anointed my head with oil. Say to your soul, my life is not an accident. I was born on purpose to fulfill the will of God for my life. I have everything I need to fulfill that will of God for my life. All my needs are supplied. Lack is not my portion. Say, lack is not my portion. I have everything I need to meet today's needs. Anything I don't have, I don't need. Everything I need, I have. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to my needs. You are supplied in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to every resource required to do the will of God for my life. You are supplied in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the word of God. Therefore, the angels of God, they have gone to gather the resources. Say it, surely, goodness, mercy, grace, loving kindness, They are with me all the days of my life. And I dwell in the presence of God forever and ever. Say, the Lord is gracious unto me. Even when I was lonely, even when I was afflicted, when there was trouble all over me, God brought me out of my distresses. He looked upon my affliction. He forgave all my sins, not because of my works, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Even though people may be many that do not like me, but it does not matter, because the Lord is with me. The Lord guards my soul. He delivers me from all troubles. I will not be ashamed. I will never have to bow my head, because God is my refuge. In integrity and uprightness I will be preserved, because I wait for the Lord. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Say, like you believe it, the Lord is my light and my salvation. He's my deliverer. He's my security. I will not be afraid of anybody. I will not be afraid of anything. The Lord is the defense of my life. I am not afraid. Even though evildoers may gather, my heart will not fear, because the Lord is with me. Even if financial difficulty wants to come, my heart will not fear. In spite of it, I will be confident, because the Lord is with me. This is my... Now listen, you are praying to God, and I say, Lord, this is my desire, and I'm asking you to grant it. Say the Lord, say, Lord, this is my desire. Grant it in the name of Jesus Christ, that I will love your word, that you will fill me with knowledge. I pray and I receive in the name of Jesus, for the spirit of wisdom, for understanding, and growth in the knowledge of God. Just worship and say, Father, I thank you. I thank. Just worship and say, Lord, thank you. Speak to your body, say, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you are healed. Say to your soul, say, you will not die young. Say it loud, I will not die young. I will fulfill the purpose of God for my life. I will not die young. I will live long, so as to fulfill the purpose of God for my life. Because my life is not an accident. I was created on purpose. I was created for a purpose. Now listen. For every area in life in which you have to make a decision, or you have some confusion, I speak to you now. Clarity is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God will give you wisdom. Amen. Now I'm saying that in a targeted fashion, because sometimes people are confused. Should I marry this person or not marry this person? Should I take this job or not take this job? Should I move to Lagos or move to Akwa Ibom? Should I go to America or go to Australia? Those decisions have to be made. Should I leave one church or go to another? Should I start a ministry or not start a ministry? Should I organize a ministry I've started, or just leave it the way it is, just formless, just like that? You need, very few times can somebody tell you what to do. But as a result of today's prayer and confession, I declare to you, clarity is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You will know what to do in Jesus' name. Amen. And you will know it with confidence. So, not this babbling, should I not? You will know that this is the will of God, and I'm in it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a few minutes to go. Let's pray for our country. We must never forget that. It's very, very important. Let's just ask in our own way. Say, Lord, thank you for your mercy. We ask for more mercy upon this land. We know there's iniquity, but there are saints. There are intercessors. There is the blood of Jesus that has cleansed our hearts. And we are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. We are the light of this nation and the preserving power inside it. Say, Lord, preserve this country, because it is yours. We are your people. And we say, preserve it. It is yours. Let's declare together, say, Nigeria is the Lord's and all it contains. Nigeria is the Lord's and those who dwell in it. From the north to the south, from the east to the west, every corner of it belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, the Bible says that God has given everything to the Son. You know what that means? The body of Christ is the administrator of the property of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is what we say concerning this kingdom that will come to pass. Therefore, say, every evil doer be cut off in Jesus' name. Every anarchist be cut off in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, as the people of God, we declare upon Nigeria peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, of the increase of his government in Nigeria and of peace, there shall be no end. In this country, of the increase of the government of Jesus and of peace, there shall be no end. We speak to the spirit of armed robbery. Depart from this state in the name of Jesus Christ. Depart from Eastern Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. Depart from the whole of Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of kidnapping, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. We invoke the peace of God. We speak to Enugu State. Peace be upon you. You know, Jesus used to teach disciples how to talk to people. When you get into a house, say to that house, peace be upon this home. You know, God doesn't play. You understand what I'm saying? If it was not important, he would not have told them to do it. So let's say to our state again, say, Enugu, hear ye the word of the Lord. Peace be upon you. Peace upon Enugu State. Say it, we command the peace of God to abide in this state. And to uproot everyone who will fight against it. And to destroy such a one. In the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to the land of Enugu. The peace of God dwells in you. Listen, everywhere God puts you is your duty. You understand my point? To do this, it is your duty. To ensure that goodness and mercy. You know, we are spiritual people. Because we all wear shirt and tie, doesn't mean we have the same color of spirit. You understand my point? That is a matter of fact. We, you and me, children of God who believe the word of God and obey his truth, we are spiritual people. We can drive evil from a land. May we not hate a land. If there are places that we vex somebody, you say something against them, they will never have peace again. This is our state. Amen?
Amen.
This is where we are right now. Amen?
Amen?
Therefore, we declare in the name of Jesus, peace and quiet and prosperity in this state in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We declare concerning Nigeria also, peace within its walls,
Amen.
Prosperity within its palaces,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We speak to satellite dishes and decoders that bring the word of God from the skies to be planted in every emir's palace in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everyone in this country, they will hear the gospel.
Amen.
Islamic clerics will gather with their wives and children and they will lock their doors and they'll be watching Secrets and Truths in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They will gather and they'll be watching the word of God coming from the skies in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The gospel of Jesus will prevail in this land.
Amen.
Boko Haram has been harammed out of this country.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's declare concerning the church of God. Say, O body of Christ, truth will dwell in you. Very important. Truth will dwell in you. Truth will dwell in you. God, uproot and remove everyone who lies in the name of the Lord for his own personal gain. All the sons of Sceva, disgrace them out of our land. All those sons of Sceva that don't believe in Jesus, but they are making merchandise of the gospel. Close them down, close them down, close them down. Let them go and find another job. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, from this country, people of God, listen. There was a time, you know, you hear me talk. And I'm quoting Kenneth Hagin, Lester Sumra, A.W. Kenyon, Smith Wigglesworth, John G. Lake. Apart from Smith Wigglesworth, all these people I mentioned, they all came from one country, United States. Apart from Smith Wigglesworth, all these people I mentioned, are they the only Christians in the world? No. But they were the ones exporting the gospel. That's how come you know them. They'll say, this modern day Pentecostal movement started in Azusa Street. Tell your neighbor, it's a lie. It's a lie. How do I know? Go and read Happiest People on Earth. Then Moshe Akara said, when his grandfather arrived at Azusa Street, they said, oh, that thing we're using in Armenia, you know, get on here too. Go and read it. It's in the book, Happiest People on Earth. The people said that, they heard people speaking in tongues and all of that. He said, ah, come. These people, they know about it, oh. That is, they had it. And they had had it for a long time before they came down to the U.S. and saw it. I'm not angry with Americans. No, I'm trying to bring an issue. But why do you think that's what happened? Because they were the ones exporting this thing. And like they say, the victor always tells the story of the war. The man that they defeated can't tell you what happened. So if the man who won said, look, there were 5 battalions, we only won, we killed all of them, you will believe it. What am I saying? That's how it was. But I have a strong suspicion the cloud of glory has moved. You know where it has arrived? If you ask Pastor Poggi, tell you Lagos, tell him I don't believe it. He's here. Amen? Now every man is just saying his own. All right? But the point is that it has arrived in Nigeria. Let's prophesy. Say, Lord, this cloud of glory, we will do its will in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare it. Say, Lord, your body, the body of Christ in this country, will not only bathe in the truth of God, we will export it to every African country. We will export it to the Asian countries. We will re-export it to Europe, to North America, to South America, to Australia. I believe Americans can't convert the Arabs. They can't. And the Arabs need Jesus more than anybody else right now. But the Americans can't do the job. You know their mindset. You know their stronghold. They can't do the job. We are the ones that will do it. Say, Lord, this gospel will go far. From this country, say, Lord, we dedicate ourselves to the propagation of this gospel. As a church in this country, we dedicate ourselves to the propagation of this gospel. Say, Lord, you will send spiritual resources, you will send human resources, and you will send material resources for the execution of this project in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's give the Lord thanks for today. Our time is gone. Let's just give the Lord thanks for today. So, Father, we thank you. There has been a beautiful day. Thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for the word that is working. Thank you for the word that is working. Thank you for the word that is working. In the name of Jesus Christ. Turn to your neighbor, please, and give the person a word of blessing. Tell the person, surely, God's goodness, God's grace, God's favor will follow you all the days of your life, and you will succeed in all that you do. In the name of Jesus Christ.